I'm Mark McKenzie. I'm at Midlothian House in Dalkeith for the signing of the first Armed Forces Community Covenant between Midlothian and the Armed Forces. With me now is Colonel Phil Bates, the Edinburgh Garrison Commander. Phil, what's today all about then?
Well, today is the official signing of the Community Covenant with Midlothian Council and the other stakeholders that are involved in developing it with us. And for us, it's a manifestation of the Armed Forces Covenant, which was announced by the UK government, and we're trying now, through this covenant, to put it into practical reality on the ground.
Who benefits from this at the end of the day?
Well, hopefully both communities benefit from it. It's a way of getting military community, families, serving personnel and veterans properly embedded and their needs looked after in their local community. There's no intent to give unfair advantage to military personnel and veterans, but it is an attempt to make sure they're not disadvantaged by means of their service and the fact that they live a fairly transient lifestyle. And so what we've done with Midlothian and the other partners in this is to develop a covenant whereby we can come up with schemes and mechanisms to eradicate that disadvantage and to embed our community much better into the local community.
So basically the playing field's been levelled?
Yes, and it's also a recognition of the fact that the armed forces do a difficult job on behalf of the nation, and the local population recognise that, they realise that, and they want to put something back.
And it's not just serving personnel we're talking about here, is it?
No, it's not. It's serving personnel, all three services, Navy, Royal Air Force and Army, but also veterans and their families. And indeed, it's not just regular personnel, it's our reservists as well. It's anybody who has or has had a role in the armed services, who may or may not have served on operations, but now live and operate within the Midlothian community.
Now, it looks great on paper, but in practice, how does this work?
Well, what we've done today is sign the overarching document. We've signed the covenant, which is the bold strategic statement of intent. And that's very much in line with the announcement from the UK government, which I have to say is fully supported by the Scottish government. But behind that is the real work. Behind that, we have a more detailed piece of work where we've broken down the covenant to areas of responsibility, areas of business, where we've got a much more focused statement of intent and some real actions and some real initiatives. I'll use one as an example. In terms of housing for service personnel and veterans when they leave the forces, Midlothian Council are offering a number of points for each serviceman for every month of service they've done in the forces, which means that when they leave the service, they will be on a fairly level playing field when they come to live in Midlothian and won't necessarily go to the bottom of the housing queue. They'll go in at a much more advantageous place.
As you say, it's not just housing. What other sectors are we talking about here?
We're talking about education, young people, social welfare, all veterans' needs, health, both primary health and secondary health, and one of the partners is NHS Lothian. It's really any aspect of business that is covered both by the firm base, which is the MOD term for looking after our people in our base locations, but also covered by the local authority and the NHS. So any realm of activity that's covered under their responsibilities is covered in this charter.
And a soldier that's listening to this, or maybe even more relevantly, a veteran that's listening to this, thinking, you know, I'm missing out on this. How do they cash in, so to speak?
Well, the links from my side are with the serving units through the unit welfare chain, through the unit welfare officers and the chain of command, where we link into the serving personnel in that way. For the veterans, one of our signatories are the Forces Veterans Organisations are all represented here. But if anybody is out there and doesn't know how to get in touch, all they really need to do is make contact with us in Edinburgh Garrison. Or indeed, the way the covenant's set up is they can go to their local authority provider, be it for housing, be it for education, be it for employment, declare themselves as a veteran. And a veteran is anybody who has done any service at all in the armed forces, regardless of age. And then they will be identified as such and then be pointed in the right direction for the support.
Colonel Phil Bates, thank you very much.
Adam Montgomery, I'm the Provost of Midlothian. Well, we've been working on this with the MOD, particularly Colonel Bates, for 3 or 4 months now. And this is really the sort of formal signatory and the formal signing of the Armed Forces Covenant. There's been a lot of work put in by officers from council officers and also armed forces personnel to get this to fruition, to get the covenant drawn up. We've based it on other covenants that have been drawn up in other areas of the country, but obviously we've put our own slant on it as well, and that's what we'll be expecting to do with the applications that we're putting in for grant funding.
How important for Midlothian is it that you're involved in this?
I think it's very important. The Army in Penicuik have been there for 200 odd years. They were there during the Napoleonic Wars. There's always been a garrison and a barracks, and we're delighted that that's going to continue. As a unit, they're very well integrated into the town. The youngsters are at the primary schools, the secondary schools. They're involved in the football clubs, the boys' clubs, girl guides, all that type, all these type of organisations. And I just think it's great that they really are part of the town. They're not an add-on. They're integrated into the community.
It's easy to see from an army and indeed a military point of view what the forces get out of this. What does Midlothian Council get out of this?
I think, well, obviously the people that work and live at the barracks, they spend money in the area for one thing. But I think they bring a kudos to Midlothian because obviously Glencore's barracks, when the Highland Fusiliers marched back through Penicuik in the summer there for when they came back from Afghanistan with Prince Andrew there. And that was coverage for Midlothian, you know, on a national basis that we probably couldn't buy. But I think the other aspect as well is that I think the soldiers, I think they got an identity with the town, and I think the town's got an identity with the barracks. So from that point of view, I think it works very well.
All looks good on paper. How does it work in practice?
Well, I think in practice, I've been looking at some of the grant applications that have been successful for other areas. They range from quite small grants, £10,000-£15,000, there's some in £150,000-£200,000, some about £400,000. So I think if you look at it on that basis, sometimes a small grant can actually be a lifesaver for a group, whereas a larger grant is maybe just contributing to part of an overall project that they're doing. So I think in that sense, a small grant can be worth as much to anybody. And I've been a councillor for 25 years in Penicuik. I know most of the community groups and organisations there, sports, youth clubs and all the rest of it. And hopefully what we'll all be doing is be making sure that we can, get them involved in this, and if there's anything that they're looking for, to make sure we can try and get a grant application in conjunction with obviously the MOD, and make sure it's something that's going to be a benefit to the town. Because the youngsters that are based at the barracks, as I say, they are involved in all the community groups in Penicuik already. So, if we can do something to help them, that would be something I'd be looking forward to getting involved in.
Adam Montgomery, Provost, thank you very much. Yeah.